أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في مقام أمين في جنات وعيون يلبسون من سندس وإستبرق متقابلين كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين. This ayat was has been mentioned with regard to the great ni'mat, the great blessings which Allah will bestow the people of Jannat with. We discussed that yesterday. We came to the point where Allah Ta'ala says He will marry them with the Hurul Een, and amongst the Hurul Een of Jannat will be granted to them, but the wives of this dunya will be the queens of those Hurul Een. So they will be far superior in their beauty, in their character, everything. From that we learn we should make great effort on our wives, family members also, so that we all can get saved from the fire of Jahannam. As Allah Ta'ala says, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. So that effort is also required. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained that the woman of this world will be even more superior in beauty, in everything, than the Hurul Ain, this surprised the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also. And Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَبِمَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. On what account the woman of this world are born, are made of sand and water? The Hurul Ain are made of the material of Jannah. So they will be much more superior. How is it that the woman of this dunya will be more superior? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to the effect, بِنُورِ عِبَادَتِهِنْ وَبِنُورِ صَلَاتِهِنْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ. On account of the nur of the ibadat of Allah, the namazes that they had made, and many other hardships and difficulties, childbirth, bringing up the child, weaning the child, all those things, tolerating the husband, all those things will cause that nur to come on them, which the nuhurs of Jannah did not have to do. These women of this dunya had to go through that. So they will be even more superior than them. So we should make great effort on our women folk also, that they also qualify, we also qualify, they also qualify to enter Jannah. Further, another great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala discusses, which will be given to the people of Jannah, يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ آمِنِينَ. They will be in great comfort. They will have great enjoyment there, great peace, and they will call and ask for types, all types of fruit. There won't be seasonal fruit. Yeah, we get fruit only in the season, and even if we do get fruit out of season from other countries, that is not good for that particular country. What fruit is good for a particular place, Allah Ta'ala made it grow during that season and during that period. So that is the best fruit. But in Jannah, there will be no season. All the time, all fruit will be available. And in other ayats we read that وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Just what they will desire, they will also get. What they will ask for, they will also get. And just that desire also they will get. And the fruit of Jannah, this is the fruit of dunya which we have guavas, we have bananas, we have what and what fruit. That is just just for us to get some idea what the fruit of Jannah will be. Otherwise, the fruit of Jannah can never be compared with this fruit here. This is just to give us some idea. For example, here we eat a guava, a very nice sweet guava. Why, after having a bite or two, and we even express how sweet and how enjoyable it is, then when we want to take the next bite, we see there is a worm walking there. And now we wonder that how many worms perhaps we have eaten already. Whereas the fruit of Jannah will be such, a person will take a bite and a Hurul Ain will come out from there. And just as perhaps a person gets surprised that how will a whore live in that fruit, where will the oxygen come, whatever else her necessities, then just as that worm, how it lives in that fruit which we witness ourselves, like that, what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala to let a hurul eid come out? So they will have all that great fruit. We also read that the branches of the trees will come down towards them, and they will just take the fruit, and another fruit will be replaced there immediately. Also the fruit of Jannat will be such, a person takes one bite and he gets the enjoyment. The next bite will even have a better taste. Yeah, for example, we have an apple and we eat it, biting it, eating it and enjoying it. Suddenly we feel the bitterness in our mouth when we see the apple is rotten in at the core, and we bit a part of that rotten part. So then now we get that bitterness in the mouth. That will never be the case in Jannah. In Jannah, every bite will be more enjoyable than the previous bite, a more distinct taste also, and a more better bite also. So they will enjoy that all the time in Jannah. So for and then further Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتِ. One great ni'mat of Jannah will be that they will not taste of more. That is death. Death in any case is not so, it's not easy. Except for the for those special people that the ruh just goes out very easily. Otherwise, even Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that death has got sakarat. That is the pangs and the difficulties of mort. And many, almost all people go through that. We don't know it, we are living, but that, and that a person only experiences one time. And death is not an easy thing. And in any case, death puts an end to the pleasures of this world or sufferings. Allah save us all. But in Jannah, there will be no death whatsoever. And that will be a great consolation, that you will have Jannah and the enjoyments of it, and forever and forever. إِلَّا الْمَوْتَةَ الْأُولَى. Only the first death of this dunya, those righteous and pious servants of Allah Ta'ala will experience. After that, no more will mort come to them. And further, other great enjoyments of Allah, وَوَقَاهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And Allah will save them from the fire of Jahannam. And that is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Yea, in this world, just steam, hot steam burns us. How it scalds the skin. But there, no, Allah, out of His fadl, fadlam mi rabbi. It is, will be only out of the fadl, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, wa dhalika huwa al-fawzul azim. And that is the great success. Success is not of this world. In whatever terms we may measure it, the great success is when a person gets saved completely of the fire of Jahannam, of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, and is entered into the blissful gardens and enjoyments of Jannah. May Allah bless us with us all with these ni'mat, our families, our parents and who have gone before, and all of us, the whole ummah. And we have to make effort on the rest, on ourselves, on the rest of mankind, that everyone can enter Jannah and be in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا